Oh, hi, Kelly. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Okay, good.
Good, good. So, of course, CJ wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you have, find the best package for the needs of your business. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point, other than the price?
What all do you guys offer?
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, we're a comprehensive digital marketing firm, so there's a lot that we can do for you. I mean, Google paid ads, Google pay-per-click, local service ads, Facebook ads. I would want to include at least Facebook ads. I want to make it affordable for you. I want to be able to cover your entire service area. I mean, you're in Oklahoma City, but you go at least 50 miles, maybe even more for the right job. You don't have a website, so we would want to build one for you. I mean, our job is not just to put you on the first page of Google and Bing. It is to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So at the very least, we would want to do local search engine optimization. So you show up right there in and around Oklahoma City, build a website for you that people would see so they would know that you provide quality service and be able to call you for the services they need, and then include the Facebook ads. So with reduced pricing, you're looking at $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299. I mean, you're able to take on more work, right?
Well, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, that's... Okay, and it's a month-to-month thing. We can cancel anytime we want to do cancel?
Correct. It's completely month-to-month at will, no contract. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, of course, you can pause it. You know, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service.
Okay.
You'll build
a website.
Yeah, we will. We'll build that website for you. It's Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. And of course, the whole point is to make sure that people know that you provide those quality services. Now, you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, as long as it is a service that you provide and as long as it is in your service area. Now, CJ said you'll go typically 50 miles, maybe even more for the right job. We don't draw a big circle around you. What we do is target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, neighborhoods even, where you want to be found. Now, you're doing residential and commercial clients?
Just residential.
Okay. Just for now. So, I mean, we'll focus exclusively on residential. But like I said, what we do is very targeted. So if ever down the road you're able to take on commercial clients or even light commercial, we can promote you for those services as well. Now, not only is the initial construction of your website going to be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of your website is included as well. In fact, everything's included. You know, you're not going to be paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads and chasing down leads. You're just going to get more phone calls. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's really where we all go when we don't know who to call. And every new customer that uses your services, first of all, can use your services again for something else. You offer so many different services. And, of course, every new customer can recommend you to their friends and family. It's going to help you to kind of build that network, let people know that you provide quality services, and, of course, get your phone ringing directly. Now, I know for some of your services, you know, like appliance installation, you know, before and after photos are not that important. But for some of the things that you do, in fact, for a lot of the things that you do, before and after photos are really going to let people know that you do the type and quality of work that they're looking for. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done?
We do, but they're on his phone, not mine.
Okay. Well, if you have photos that we can use, we will use them. If not, we can use stock photos. And like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included as well. So as we send you jobs, just take more photos. Take photos, take videos on your smartphone, turn sideways in landscape mode. Then we can add those to your website at no additional cost at any point down the road. Now, if you are one of those customers or business owners who wants to make changes to their website, you'll be able to do that too, Kelly. You'll have, we call it a client dashboard, which of course is not just the tracking and reporting. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. You have access to a website editor tool, so you can add photos yourself, put in discount, senior discount, holiday special, 10% off a specific service, that kind of thing. Whether you're making the changes to the website or whether you just want us to take care of everything, there's never any additional cost down the road. Like I said, it bills once a month for that exact amount, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, and that is a fixed rate. It'll never go up on you.
Okay.
So being that it's month to month, no contract, that website, Facebook ads, getting people to pick up the phone and call you directly. I mean, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business, right?
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't go wrong with Google. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah, for the moment, cause I think this number will be changing.
Okay.
To a different, because I'm getting different service.
As soon as that
happens, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It won't be very long.
Okay. So anything and everything can be updated, and of course there's no cost for us making those changes. We can update the phone number down the road at any point in time. Now, your business is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, right? There's no showroom or location. Nobody ever comes to you, correct? That's okay.
That's okay. Right. Yeah,
that's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, you're going out to the customer. You don't have to maintain a storefront. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out to, say, your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you won't have a physical street address. You'll just be listed Oklahoma City, not even the zip code. You are, though, in 73132, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And as far as the number that we're speaking on, it's a smartphone, right? I mean, you can receive text messages. Okay. Most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. The website that we build will allow residential clients to kind of tell you where they live, what they want to have done. When they fill out that contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be connected to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information, we will be emailing things out to you, things we want you to have for your records. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
It's Celtic Concepts, LLC, 2021@outlook.com.
Okay, you said 2021 at Outlook. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you did say that the email has LLC, Celtic Concepts LLC 2021 at Outlook.com. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, or did you want it just as Celtic Concepts?
No, put the LLC.
I agree. I mean, if anyone asks me, I always tell them to put the LLC on there, if it is an LLC, of course. But that lets people know that it's a professional, legitimate company. It makes them feel confident in reaching out to you. Now, Kelly, we never did get your last name.
Mine is Shays, S-H-A-Y-E-S.
S-H-A-Y-E-S. Okay. And then your first name, is that K-E-L-L-Y or L-L-E-Y?
Just Y.
Just Y, K-E-L-L-Y. So if you don't have any other questions for me, Kelly, the next step is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement if you've got one, tagline or slogan, anything that's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will build and create one for you with your suggestions. Now, we do take care of all of that in a separate call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, even waiving the setup fee to get things started, and including that website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Via Visa.
Is it your name first and last on the card, or any middle initial or the business name?
The middle initial. It's Kelly S. Shays.
You said S like Shays, right? Not F like Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And no, then you said, S like me.
Okay, you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yeah.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4680. 3000137649 67.
And then the expiration month and year?
3/28/2028.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
555. 555. That's the security that you're asking about, right?
Correct. Yes, exactly. So 555, 555 on the back. 04 or April of 2028 for the expiration date. The card itself? 03.
03.
Okay. Might have jumped when I tried to click on it on the drop-down box. So it's 03 March of 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 555 on the back. The card was at 4680-3000-1376-4963-67, I should say.
Yes.
Okay, 4967. And then what is the billing address of the card?
8013 Wilshire Ridge Drive.
And that,
Oklahoma
of course,
City.
Is that 73132?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And now I do have that voice verification pulled up. After I read the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email with our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, the support email address. You will get that by automated email, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can, Kelly, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'd follow up with you within the next business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, that voice verification is recorded, like I said, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Celtic Concepts LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that, with the LLC included. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kelly Shea, co-owner.
Okay. And as the co-owner of Celtic Concepts LLC, Ms. Shays, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that people are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kelly, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring, Local Splash is your certified marketing representative. We do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, with all the content we'll be creating, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. Equally or more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Kelly, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, not only cutting the cost in half, but also waiving your setup fee and including the website, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads. In this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. offered completely at will. There's no contract. So, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Kelly, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, like I said, you will receive that confirmation email in about a minute, and the other invoice email will be sent out to you as well. The only other thing that I wanted to do here, and that is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, although the call itself only takes about half that time, about 30 minutes or so. We would be looking to tomorrow. We could do as early, well, it looks like there's a little bit of in the morning we're booked out, but 10 o'clock. There's one at 10, there's one at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, there is a 3 or 4, but we do seem to be booked out at 5. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or a little later on or maybe towards the end of the day?
Let's do 3 o'clock.
Okay, so 3 o'clock is perfect. It's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system, just letting you know that the call is scheduled that following hour. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Although many people do, there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open for that. And the other thing I wanted to do is just to add a quick security question, a little more protection on the account. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Celtic Concepts LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to that security question. And especially important, especially in a week from now, a month from now, or really any point down the road, if you start getting calls from someone who is not a potential customer, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information basically immediately, you should politely end the phone call. Kelly, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't know that information, so you should not speak with them. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills just once a month on the 14th for exactly $2.99, never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I'm sorry, do the city I was born in.
City you're born in, okay. And then what is the answer?
Barberton, B-A-R-B-E-R-T-O-N.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I'm looking.
Looks like you only got the one, which is good. You will in a moment get the welcome email. But the one that you should have received is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that up, it says, hello, Kelly. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
No, not yet.
Okay. So our system takes a minute or so to send out emails, but you should see it. I did just want to give you the heads up. It'll make more sense when it's in front of you, but it's going to ask for you to click on a few boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, one that you are authorized to use the card on file, the other that you understand it's recurring billing, and then it's going to want you to type in your first name, your middle initial, and your last name. It is case sensitive, and usually our system does not like punctuation, so not in that particular field, so no period after the middle initial of S. But it'll make more sense when you see it, and if you need to, our technician will help you walk through that. But that is a few things that lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website. It also will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. Our system should catch up in a minute or so and send you all of the emails. One will be the welcome email that has your client support, or I should say your login credentials for your tracking system. Your tracking system won't be up today. We have to do your client interview first, but you'll get official notification when your tracking system is active. The other email might be a little scary. It's just to help us verify that you are an active business, to satisfy Google that you're a legitimate company servicing the local area. You don't have to send everything on that list, but anything you send our way can help. So photos of tools or equipment or the service vehicle or a photo of any business card, those types of things will help us to kind of let Google know that you're a real company. Okay? Other than that, you're all set. You're all set and squared away. I'm sending you out that calendar invite. Again, it's just for your records. We do have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow, and that's going to be at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
3 o'clock,
having...
Right? Or 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
You said 3 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to reschedule it. For some reason, I'm not sure why. You said 3 o'clock. I'm going to have to change that. So you may get 2. Disregard the first one. In fact, I'm going to have it deleted, although you'll get an email saying that it was scheduled, and then we deleted it. So I'm going to reschedule that. I'm not sure what was going on there. Okay, so you're all set for 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Like I said, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well at 3 o'clock. Might be a couple of minutes after, but it should be right very close to 3. Get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. All right. You, in the meantime, if you can get any photos that you have together, we do want to get started on that website right away, but keep in mind the updating of the website is included. We can make changes, add photos at any point down the road.
Okay.
All right, Kelly. I'm excited for you. This is going to be great. I'm excited to get your business out there, get that website in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to finally get going in the right direction.
Yeah, you guys have been in business for a little bit. You know, it's a good thing to get things going out there, and you provide, you know, so many different services, and I think you're really going to be happy with this, so we're happy to be a big part of that. Will you take care? You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you tomorrow around 3 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks so much. You have a great night. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.